Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Come to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Friday to you. Hope you had a tremendous week. If your week sucked, sorry, I can't do anything about it. But I can try to help you out right now. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday, Monday through Friday, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer helping to hold things down tonight. He is in New York City. His name is Ray Jarvis. And we've already had a fun show. Right before we went to break, we had a chat with Jeremy Schapp. Yeah, from ESPN, the documentaries. Yeah, Jeremy Schapp came on through to talk about this documentary, The Life and Legacy of Jim Abbott. You might know the story of Jim Abbott. Man went out there, threw a no-hitter, was born without a right hand. He's a bad man. And now ESPN is helping to tell his story. And we talked about LeBron James. We got more stories, more articles about him and the Lakers and the chasm that exists between the two. Sooner than later, their time together apparently is going to come to an end. We got into the debut of Cooper Flagg last night. Cooper Flagg, real busy. Oh, not all that good. He was okay for the Dallas Mavericks. He'll be fine. 10 points, 5 of 21 shooting, not good. Bronny James, 8 points, 2 of 8 shooting. Definitely not good. Good defense, though, by Bronny. I know they hope to see more one day. And we got more to get into as the show continues on. Man, we're going to have a conversation with Coach Nick from B-Ball Breakdown next hour. Hey, we just talked about the Major League Baseball Challenge System with Jeremy Schapp. I want to give you some of my thoughts on that. And then it is summertime. People are getting into trouble. I'm going to tell you who got into trouble in a few minutes. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, we got the Major League Baseball All-Star Game getting ready to roll in and we got a boxing match, the Taylor and Serrano. Man, we had some tennis earlier today. We're going to have more tennis over the weekend, the finals of Wimbledon. It's fun. I mean, even here in Atlanta, this weekend is crazy. I mentioned it last night. Ray, down here this weekend, Beyonce is doing 4 shows. Tonight is the second of 4. We have the WWE has 3 shows here over the weekend. They got one big show on NBC tomorrow night in the arena. And then they have another one on Sunday. And then what else? Oh, then the Major League Baseball All-Star break.
It's a lot going on this weekend, you know. And even for the wrestling fans, that other company, AEW, I think they're based out in Jacksonville. They having a show as well. So you got options, but Atlanta seems to be a hotbed this weekend for sports, considering, and it's smart play by the WWE, considering now that they're owned by TKO, which, you know, is affiliated with the UFC. So they're in the event business. So if everyone's traveling to Atlanta this weekend ahead of the All-Star game, why not put a couple of wrestling shows on?
Yeah, bro, listen, I'm not going outside, okay?
I mean, it's nice outside, though, JR. You might see some things.
I know. Listen, I know what things I'm going to see. I'm staying inside. Okay.
That's fair.
Hell of a combination. Wrestling fan walks into a bar. Beyonce fan walks into a bar. Major League Baseball fan walks into a bar. I have no idea what happens next.
Anyway. Pour me a drink and I will be a voyeur.
Yeah, well, I don't. Beyonce, WWE, and Major League Baseball? Okay. All right. I'm sure there's a cross. I like all three. There you have it. I don't know how many people do, but
It's a unique cast of characters. What is it called? It's a motley crew of people, if you will.
It is. Well, that's welcome to Atlanta. That's certainly how it is. Listen, people, if you want to be a part of the show, you can do that. Here's the phone number. You ready? I was going to tell you, write it down, but if you're driving, that's not safe. And there's a good chance that you probably don't carry a pen anyway, so remember it. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist on the internet everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. If you missed the conversation we just had with Jeremy Schapp, go ahead and hit rewind. Thank you to everybody listening live, wherever they live, on their local affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, a lot going on here in Atlanta. Unfortunately, we got other things that are going on in the world of sports. It took about a week before we found out what happened to Najee Harris. Yeah, the new running back for the Chargers, this man was in a fireworks mishap. Apparently, someone near him blew their fingers off, and apparently Najee Harris has an injury to his eye. His agent says that it is superficial. I don't know what that means. Is it his eyelid burned off? Does his eyebrows gone? What does that mean, Ray? A superficial injury to your eye? Like, what is that?
Sounds like someone was being very irresponsible, if you ask me.
Oh, boy. So, if I have to think about this, and apparently there was another individual who injured their hands. I hope they didn't get the Jason Pierre-Paul. So one guy was lighting it and Najee Harris was looking at the fireworks. What are we doing here? It just, you would think that someone would have learned from Jason Pierre-Paul at this point.
You know what, JR? I feel like at this point, not even trying to be funny, but you know they have the rookie symposium. And everybody that comes into the league needs to have a class taught by JPP on how not to harm yourself during the 4th of July with firecrackers, fireworks, the big M80s, whatever. I just don't understand why you light it and it's still in your hand. You're losing limbs. You're potentially losing eyeballs. What are we doing, guys? JPP teaches that class, viral movie. It's a great idea.
Well, I like how his agent spread out the injuries to everybody. Najee Harris was present at a 4th of July event where a fireworks mishap resulted in injuries to several attendees. Basically, my guy wasn't the stupid one. He was just there. Najee sustained a superficial eye injury during the incident, but is fully expected to be ready for the upcoming NFL season. A representative for the Chargers could not be immediately reached for comment. Come on now. You can't make this stuff up. Listen, people. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on here in Atlanta for the weekend. Man, there was a lot of fireworks last weekend, 4th of July, here in Atlanta. Where you live, people might be losing their minds because it's the summertime. They're outside. They're maybe partaking in a drink or two. Maybe they're grilling. They're doing a barbecue, a cookout. They're line dancing. They're family reunions. You're going to the pool. You're going to the lake. You're going to the beach house. You're going on vacation. Whatever you're getting ready to do, be safe. Do yourself a favor. Do not lose your damn mind. It's only a matter of time. It had to be him. I mean, it didn't matter who it was going to be, but it was one of the more famous NFL players. The guy who rushes for 1,000 yards every year, did it for the Steelers, and I'm sure Harbaugh hopes that he can show up and do it for the Chargers. Speaking of showing up, next month in Las Vegas, and I assume it's still going to happen, there's supposed to be a big fight between Gervonta Tank Davis, the guy, little guy who knocks everybody out, and Lamont Roach. Like, Lamont Roach is the first dude to take on Tank Davis and actually really push him to his limits. It ended up being a draw. They fought to a draw in Brooklyn, New York, and a lot of people are saying that Tank Davis lost the fight. A matter of fact, his glove touched the ground and he blamed taking a knee on hair grease. Okay? He's like, I had grease in my eyes. I didn't take a knee because, I hurt. I just had grease in my eyes. And so they're scheduled for this rematch next month in Las Vegas. I planned on going. I still plan on going. And then there was a little bit of news today that might be a little bit of a fly in the ointment. I want you to listen to this, courtesy of WPLG Local News 1 down in South Florida.
Developing right now, a well-known boxer arrested right here in South Florida. Gervonta Davis is accused of assaulting his ex-girlfriend in Doral.
And this is not the first run-in with the law. Local 10's Roy Ramos is live outside of the jail in West Miami-Dade.
And I know you have some details on this latest arrest for the boxer, Roy.
Christy and Alexis, the charge he is facing is battery with domestic violence. And you mentioned this was an ex-girlfriend, but it is also the mother of his children. That, according to police. Let's show you who we're talking about here. You were looking at the mugshot of professional and well-known boxer, 30-year-old Gervonta Tank Davis. He was arrested by Miami Beach Police early this morning on a warrant for his arrest following an alleged incident that happened in June on Father's Day. In the arrest report we obtained, Davis is accused of striking and slapping the mother of his children in the face, causing injuries to her lip as he arrived to pick up his kids from her Doral home. Unfortunately, this is not the first time Davis has made headlines for his run-ins with the law involving domestic violence. I tried to speak with him back in 2022 as he bonded out of the Broward County Jail for allegedly hitting his ex-girlfriend outside his Parkland home, causing injuries to her face. In 2020, he was seen on video grabbing his ex-girlfriend by the throat at a celebrity basketball game. While Davis is known for his fight in the ring, it is his fight with the law that he is facing off with once again. And Davis is expected to face a judge at some point today, likely this afternoon. We will be there for that and let you know what the judge decides. For now in West Miami-Dade, Roy Ramos, Local 10 News.
Oh, man. Damn.
JR, okay now.
I'm not going to say it's difficult, right? I'm speaking personally. So I was invited out to the fight next month. And I'm like, do I want to go? Like, it's good for me to go, right? It's good for me personally, see some people, good for me professionally to go. And so I'll still go. But it gets real tough. And I'm not supporting him in any way. I'm trying to support myself, damn it. It's just tough. I don't understand. Like, I'm not a fan of Tyreek Hill. I'm not a fan of Tyreek Hill because of the same reasons. Like, I got zero tolerance for putting hands on a woman. Zero. Zero, zero. Unless your life is utterly in danger, protect yourself. But don't go out of here putting hands on a woman. That's, I just don't get it. And it's your job to beat grown men's asses. And you got to put your hands on the mother of your kids. I'm not a Gervonta Davis fan. I'm not. I've met the guy. I've interviewed the guy plenty of times. I've always had pleasant experiences with him. I have hosted press conferences for his fights. I've done it, okay? I'm not a fan. Now, I may never be asked back to a fight. They'd be, oh, JR, oh, I may never. I guess there's a little bit of a moral high ground. Just a little bit that I have. I can't do it. I'm rooting against him. Like, and I enjoy watching him fight. And I expect the fight to go on as normal next month. They're not going to stop it. I mean, he was arrested. It's going to take time for him to stand in front of a judge. It's going to probably take months. Business will go on as usual. Damn it, I remember what fight it was. It was in D.C., he's originally from Baltimore, so right down the road, up the road from where he lives, between 202. Right before that fight, he had another issue. He had an issue with the mother of his kids in his house and a toothbrush. And then I'm like, oh, man, they may cancel this fight. No, they didn't cancel no fight. They made the money. The money will always be made. 16 to 20,000 people will show up. People will pay it to watch it in a bar, in a restaurant, in their houses. They'll stream it. They'll steal it. People will watch. And they'll make more money. I mean, when you are spectacular at what you do, you get more rope. And sometimes, in a lot of cases, well, you shouldn't get no rope. You hung yourself. It's bad, man. Ray is bad. I hate this stuff. I hate it.
It's terrible. And it's at this point, you know, we're regular people, so they always say it's easy for you to say that. But come on now, regular or superstar boxer in between, there's certain things that you just have to know not to do. Once you cash out and you've made your skill set viable to you in a lucrative manner, you have to make better decisions, especially if you're running into the same wall. You mentioned a situation where he had a domestic case. I remember about maybe a year and a half ago, there was a video going viral where the cops was called to his home and he's in his boxers in a tight t-shirt talking to the law about a situation with a lady. How many times are you going to do the same things, Tank? You have to start understanding that you are the prize. You are the entity in this situation. Any mistake you make, all of that money will fly down the drain.
Yeah, maybe he needs to be locked up. How is he not locked up? Well, because all of these things take place in different jurisdictions. Like, I remember the video of him putting his kind of dragging a woman out by her neck at a basketball game. What are we doing?
Being completely irrational and dare I say, emotional. You know, sometimes as men, we let our lady friends get the better of us emotionally, and I think he's consistently and overtly acting emotionally. I wish he would start treating his lady friends the way he treats the guys that he fights in the ring, as far as he doesn't take those guys seriously. They could say anything to Tank. He doesn't blink, but when he gets home and we're not looking, he's emotional.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I like him as a fighter. I've personally liked him in our interactions. I got no problem with him. I do have a problem with this behavior. I cannot root for a guy like this. They're probably going to have the fight. I'm going to root for Lamont Roach. I can't. And whatever you're doing over the weekend, whoever you are, wherever you might be, please stay out of trouble. And don't put your hands on nobody. Be careful with the fireworks. Don't lose an appendage. Don't lose a digit. Don't lose digits. Don't lose an eye. Just be safe. It's the summer. We're after the 4th of July. Just stay out of trouble. That's just a little bit of JR wisdom. His summer shenanigans are just all over the place. Phone lines are open. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I see you on the line, Rick. I see you on the line, Lee. If you want to call me, you can hit me up. I'm going to get to our calls on the other side of the break. And then I'm going to tell you about something that took place, well, today. A little bit of tennis. We got some winners. Do we have any American winners? Well, I'll tell you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
Ready to take the next step in your career? The Bryan School of Business and Economics at UNC Greensboro offers a range of affordable, fully online undergraduate programs designed to prepare you for in-demand business roles. With flexible courses, dedicated faculty, and a strong return on investment, it's a smart choice for your future. Develop the skills employers want and gain the confidence to stand out in today's competitive job market. Apply now to start in the fall. Visit bryan.uncg.edu.
You say you'll never join the Navy, that living on a submarine would be too hard. You'd never power a whole ship with nuclear energy. Never bring a patient back to life.
Here. Or play the national anthem for a sold-out crowd.
Joining the Navy sounds crazy. Saying never actually is. Start your journey at Navy.com. America's Navy, forged by the sea.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are open, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I see you, Myrtle Beach. I see you, Cincinnati. I see you, Knoxville. I'm going to get to the phone lines in a second. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service. from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We've talked about LeBron and the Lakers beef. We talked about Cooper Flagg and his debut against Bronny last night. We had Jeremy Schapp from ESPN who came through and joined us. We just talked about Najee Harris getting in trouble. Well, he didn't get in trouble. Well, he troubled himself. He has an eye injury due to some fireworks. A fireworks mishap. But it's only superficial. So now he's ugly. His eyeball works perfectly fine. But now he's ugly. We'll find out how ugly soon enough. I'm making stuff up. Please give me a break. And then we heard and talked about Gervonta Tank Davis, one of the best boxers in the world out of Baltimore, in what is another a domestic violence incident. This time he was arrested early this morning. He's scheduled to have a fight next month, a rematch against Lamont Roach, who he drew against earlier this year in Brooklyn, New York. So we got a lot more to get into. I want to talk about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I want to talk about the challenge system that they'll be utilizing, bringing to the forefront. We got my main man, Coach Nick from B-Ball Breakdown, who will be here with us. And so we have a lot more to do as the show continues on. Let's hit these lines. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Let's talk to Rick. You on the JR Sport Brief. Rick, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, JR. How are you?
Most certainly. I am amazing. How are you?
Excellent. Just to preface this, I grew up in Chicago.
Okay.
Moved to Myrtle Beach 30 years ago. I'm 56 years old. Remember the big days back in 85, et cetera, et cetera. And lifelong Cub fan, God help us. Although we have a good team this year. But the reason I was calling is, let me ask you this. I've heard your show several times, and I hear you poo-poo Caleb a lot. And, okay, and I also
before you move forward, okay. When have I ever said such a thing? I haven't said such a thing. I talked about his behavior when he was in college. He's been out of college now for a while.
Right. 2 years. Yep.
So what have I said exactly? Help me out.
If I'm saying something that I didn't understand, I apologize. I thought that I guess what I'm hearing, as far as him being compared to Trout and Jalen, I don't know. We always mess up our quarterbacks. I get it. I'm a lifelong Bears fan, but I look at it like, he didn't have that bad of a season. Unfortunately, I was actually at that game in Washington. I was at that game in Washington with my son on the Fail Mary, and oh my God, my heart sank.
Yeah, well, you don't have to convince me anything, because the only things I've ever said about Caleb Williams is when he was in college, he needed to grow up and be a little bit more accountable. And then when he got to the pros, I took no issue with anything that he was doing last year outside of holding on to the football for a little too long. But you can't dispute what he did as a Chicago Bears quarterback. He threw 20 touchdowns, had 6 interceptions. Of course, the team stuck around him, and I think they've done a better job. And then he has a new head coach coming in. So if I'm you, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, feeling
optimistic. Then I owe you an apology.
Apologies are fine. You could send me a drink, okay? How about that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, thanks.
But
I like beer.
I guess I see all these different talk shows sitting there saying, that he's not maybe what we all thought he was going to be. Give the man a chance. Give the man a chance. Now he's in a different situation. He's got a great coach, a great offensive line. Totally different than last year. Everything is different than this year.
Yeah.
But you can't throw him under the fire if, for some reason, he doesn't go, he's not going to go 12. He's not going to have 12 wins, no doubt. the schedule.
Well,
hard,
playing in the NFC North is going to be tough.
Yeah.
But I feel confident that the Chicago Bears have finally found a quarterback. I think the Detroit Lion fans know what they had in Ben Johnson, which is why I think a lot of Lion fans are unhappy that he left, and they're kind of worried about what that offense might turn into. And I can tell you this from listening to him and his introductory press conference, and like, you can listen to Ben Johnson speak, you can listen to him explain things, and you can understand how this man could command a room, how he can command an offense, because you want to pay attention to him. And so I'm eager to see what the Bears do here in this first year, and I feel good. Of course, there ain't no guarantees for anything, but I feel pretty good about what Caleb Williams can do as QB.
JR, I truly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You can still send me a beer, Rick.
You made my night. You made my night.
Send me a beer. Thank you, Rick. You take it easy, man. Call me back soon.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, thank you, Rick. Yeah, he owes me. Apologies are nice. They don't do nothing for me. Send me a beer. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, send me a beer. 888-710-4IU. You don't have to be in Atlanta to send me a beer. 888-710-4ISN. You don't have to be in Atlanta to send me a beer. Lee is here from Cincinnati. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Lee, what's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that I'm actually at home right now. I was out in my garage listening to your show, and my son Gavin walks through. You got to understand something about Gavin. He stands 6'5", weighs 240.
Okay.
He was an all-district wrestler, and he played baseball on his high school baseball team also, okay?
All
and
right.
He was walking, he thought you were talking about him because for his birthday, okay, he did both those things. For his birthday, his two sisters got him the best gift in the whole entire world. They're taking him to see Beyonce, his favorite singer in Atlanta. He heard you put all those three together, the wrestling, the baseball, All-Star Game, and Beyonce. He said, wow, sounds like he's talking about me, Dad.
Well, it's not too late. It's not too late for him to – it's not too late. Why is he not here in Atlanta?
They haven't left yet. That's why. That's where they're coming to see Beyonce. Yeah, but
Wait. They're coming here?
To Atlanta? Yeah. To see the Beyonce concert. Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. Your son and your daughters are coming here to Atlanta to see Beyonce?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, are they going to go see the WWE show, too?
They're not going to do that at all. No, they're just going to see Beyonce. Because
no baseball, no Major League Baseball All-Star Game stuff either?
No, and he grew up watching baseball with me. Also, that kind of hurts my heart. But I will tell you, no, Beyonce has always been his favorite singer. So, he's a big boy. He could have, I will say this, he came in, he was a district winner, and like I said, in wrestling, came in fourth in the state. In baseball, he was pretty good, but he loved baseball. And, he's a big, big lefty hitter and thrower. But, no, Beyonce is his passion. He loves Beyonce.
All right. Well, I hope he has a great time here in Atlanta. When he comes to Atlanta, tell him to buy me a beer, okay, Lee?
I will, I promise.
Okay.
I promise I will, JR.
All right. Thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. No doubt about it. Yeah, I'm not a hard guy to find. Yeah, send me all of the beers. 888-710-4ISN. Zach is here from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Zach, what's up?
JR, how you doing, brother?
I'm amazing. What's up with you?
Hey, so the cool part about being the third caller is I get to criticize the two guys before me. number one, I'm a Vikings fan, and so the Bears have done so good on quarterbacks that their best quarterback in my lifetime has been Jay Cutler, who I actually kind of like a little bit.
Why did he always look so miserable on the sidelines? Like somebody kicked him in the shins.
If I played for the Bears, I would look miserable on the sidelines too, brother. and then the guy before me talking about going to Atlanta, the best thing about Atlanta going on this weekend or this week is going to be the SEC Media Day.
That's next week, man. That's next week. We're talking about this weekend now.
I'm a teacher. We got summers off. The days roll together.
You don't know what day it is?
I know it's Friday because I have a beer in my hand.
I was going to say, you must have woke up drinking. What do you teach, Zach? Shout outs to all the teachers. What do you teach?
Culinary arts, as a matter of fact. I'm a chef.
Get the hell, culinary arts?
Yeah, so I listen to you every Friday because I do my food deliveries on Friday. I cook for about six families from my church, and they're all over the place. And so, hey,
if I'm listen, all I eat is chicken breast and broccoli. What's the best thing I could do to a chicken breast to give it some amazing flavor? Tell everybody. Come on.
I'm from Knoxville, so the best thing you can do to a chicken breast is fry it and throw some cayenne pepper, brown sugar, a little bit of chili powder, garlic, and onion in there, and do some Nashville hot chicken.
Okay. And I let it, just let it sit overnight?
I wouldn't let chicken sit overnight. I'd eat it as soon as you pull it out of the fryer.
No, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about, you don't let it, that's a marinade? No, you don't let it sit for a little while?
No, when you're good, you don't have to do that.
Oh, excuse me. Damn. Okay. Well, this is why I asked you. You're the culinary artist. Sheesh.
JR. The one thing I want to talk to you about, yes. Today's Antonio Brown's birthday, okay?
Is it?
It is. Who are the best Pittsburgh? Like I said, I'm a Vikings fan, so Justin Jefferson is the best receiver in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Who are the best Pittsburgh Steelers wide receivers in the past? No, their franchise. Give me the top three. And is Antonio Brown a top 30 receiver all time?
Is Antonio Brown a top receiver all time? Well, if you want to go ahead and talk about a top, is top who? 30?
30.
Well, to answer your first question, Lynn Swann is the top wide receiver that comes to mind when you talk about the Steelers. That's the first name that popped in.
That's a fact.
And I don't know. I'll put it to you this way about Antonio Brown. He is one of the top and most talented offensive players, wide receivers I've ever seen, but he's also one of the most troubled. I don't know about top 30. I didn't sit down and rank 29 wide receivers. But he could – look, we know the guy has Hall of Fame talent. Well, he was a Hall of Fame talent. He's also had many issues in his life that has just basically stunted his ability to live. You said it's his birthday today. The guy has a warrant out for his arrest. He's had a warrant out for his arrest for like the past month, and we have no idea where the hell this guy's at. So I wish him nothing but the best because he has needed it since he was like a kid. There's a reason why this guy, you know, wasn't drafted, didn't go to a big school. There's a reason why his life has been the way it is. So I'm not even going to take a hit on him. I just wish him the best, Zach.
Hey, JR, I'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the recipe advice. He's like, when you're good, you don't need to marinate food. JR, you suck at cooking. Thank you, Zach. Thank you. 888-710-4ISN. We come back and get some more of your calls to talk about some tennis. We'll get into some basketball. But right now, it's time to get into a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about something that took place early this morning, the arrest of Gervonta Tank Davis, a welterweight boxer, has a big a fight next month, a rematch against Lamont Roach, was arrested for domestic violence. So I'm sure the fight will still go on next month. He'll make the money, and he'll stare at a judge months from now. Speaking of something else that took place earlier today, if you're an American, probably not so positive. Taylor Fritz did not advance past Carlos Alcaraz. Alcaraz beats Fritz in four sets. And, at least we still have Anna Samova in the final against Swiatek on the women's side. But on the men's side, Fritz is gone as the only American left. But I'm happy about this. And I don't like neither one of these guys. But Jannik Sinner beat Novak Djokovic. Beat him in in straight sets, beat him in three sets. Yannick Sinner is the guy who had the, he was temporarily suspended for testing positive for drugs. And how did the drugs get in his system? He apparently had an open lesion on his body. And the massage therapist, the drugs that the massage therapist took ended up in his open wound. And thus he tested positive. Ray, go ahead.
Hey, you know what? Of all the stories you've heard about guys testing positive for steroids, that might be the most believable one, but we still gonna file it under BS. You tried to get ahead, champ.
So you mean to tell me that the drugs from the massage therapist didn't transfer into his body?
What are you massaging into your body that would lead to a positive test for drugs?
Maybe the guy had ointment on his hands and it was for his own body and he didn't wash his hands. He gave him a dirty massage.
Oh, right. Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Well, maybe that's why all the other tennis players hate him, I guess. I don't know.
If that's possible, then Deshaun Watson has been in the wrong game the entire time.
Oh, wow. Damn. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, well, that's why I don't like Sinner, appropriate name. And I don't like Djokovic. I wish Djokovic would just go away right now. And he will probably win one more major. It would not shock me at all. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to the final call as Sinner swept this man three straight sets.
And there it is. Now Djokovic leaves the court empty, leaves the stage to Sinner. It is time for the new guard to take over.
Now, it's time for the new guard to take over. Novak Djokovic leads the world. Men all time. 24 Grand Slam victories, and he's still trying to get more. Rafael Nadal has 22. Roger Federer has 20. Pete Sampras, what a loser he was, right? He only has 14. Like Djokovic, just please go out there, hang it up. He said that, I'm older. He says I can get through these tournaments, but when I start facing these young guys, man, they whooping my ass. Listen to this.
I don't think it's bad fortune. It's just age. The wear and tear of the body, as much as I'm taking care of it, and the reality hits me, you know, right now, last year and a half, like never before, to be honest. It's... It's tough for me to accept that because I feel like when I'm fresh, when I'm fit, I can still play really good tennis. And I've proven that this year. But I guess, playing best of five and particularly this year has been a real struggle for me physically. The longer the tournament goes, the worse the condition gets, and I'm just not able to. I reached the final stages. I reached semis of every slam this year, but I have to play or Sinner or Alcaraz, and these guys are fit, young, sharp, and I feel like I'm going into the match with tank half empty, and it's just not possible to win a match like that.
He's 38 years old. What is the full expectation, from him? Nobody beats Father Time.
He's another one of these older athletes that don't want to leave the club and let the young people have their time. Go home.
Well, he's getting beat out. Yannick Sinner is 23. He's going to be 24 next month. And he allegedly used drugs. So all the stretching in the world is not going to fix and help Novak Djokovic. I don't feel bad. Just go away. I'd like to see him. Every time he goes out there, I'd like to see him get beat. Why not? And so now we got Sinner, and we have Alcaraz. The last time they faced each other, they played for 5.5 damn hours. Are we going to see that at Wimbledon? I don't know. Yannick Sinner, he talked about getting ready to take on Alcaraz again.
It's a huge honor to, for me to share the court once again with With Carlos, as I mentioned already so many times, we try to push ourselves to the limits. He's for sure one of the players I look up to. You know, I love watching him. I think you all guys agree on that, what kind of a talent he is. But, you know, hopefully it's going to be a good match like the last one. I don't know if it's got better, because I don't think it's possible. But we will try to do obviously our best, and hopefully it's going to be a enjoyable match for us to play, but also for you guys to enjoy. So thank you so much.
Yeah, it'll be enjoyable for me to watch.
He made a comment there, JR, and he says, I don't know how much better his opponent
can get.
Yeah,
he lost. Yeah, I was like, you lost, bro.
Well, maybe if he goes to the massage parlor and get whatever he got, maybe he could get better. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. Like, I don't know if the match from last time, you lost. It can't get better. You can win this time. And he was leading. What he was leading like two sets, and he choked it away. Maybe he's thinking about from the fans' perspective. That was nice of him, I guess. Hey, let's listen to Carlos Alcaraz. This is Carlos Alcaraz talking about making his way to another final.
I can be prouder, to be honest. Just really happy to make my third consecutive final here at Wimbledon, playing such a great tennis. So just really, really happy, and just can't wait for Sunday.
Yeah, Carlos Alcaraz has already won 5 Grand Slams. Jannik Sinner has 3. These dudes are 23 and 22 years old. They're going to be getting after it for probably the next 15 years. It's just a matter of who else is going to decide to jump in there with them. You know, early this week, we talked about some of the other American players, a guy like Ben Shelton. We just had Fritz, who got close. Close is not good enough. I mean, tennis is in a good space. We got the young guys. Yeah, we had Federer. We had Nadal. It's crazy to see these guys walking around. They're all old and broken down. And now we got some new blood. 888-710-4ISN. Paul is here from Rhode Island.
Listen.
Damn, he hung. Well, Ray, he hung up on himself?
I guess so. I think he was so excited to talk that he hit the wrong button. And now I think I see him here calling back. So he'll just have to wait until the other side.
He does. Yeah, he's going to have to wait. I mean, sometimes Paul calls and says some interesting things. So that was the. Ray, I'll put it to you this way. I'm not going to say that was his best call ever. It was one of them. Okay? One of them. If that's fair to say. Anyway, you can call me too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break when we come back. Next hour, this is going to be fun. We're going to have a chat with my main man, Coach Nick Hausselman. Oh, he covers all things basketball for B-Ball Breakdown. I'm going to get his thoughts on LeBron fitting in with Luka and Ayton. We'll talk about Giannis and what he needs and what he has around him with the Milwaukee Bucks. We're going to talk all things hoops with Coach Nick. He'll be here with us next hour. And when we come back on the other side immediately, yeah, here in Atlanta, people are messaging me right now about the All-Star Game. I don't have no tickets, okay? I don't have no tickets. Don't ask me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Ready to take the next step in your career? The Bryan School of Business and Economics at UNC Greensboro offers a range of affordable, fully online undergraduate programs designed to prepare you for in-demand business roles. With flexible courses, dedicated faculty, and a strong return on investment, it's a smart choice for your future. Develop the skills employers want and gain the confidence to stand out in today's competitive job market. Apply now to start in the fall. Visit bryan.uncg.edu.